This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host today is Corky Aiken.
Jim, how are you?
We've got a great guest who is no stranger to Catholic Radio, no stranger to our listeners, no stranger to a lot of Catholic activities in the area. Jim Liston, who a lot of people know as the, I guess, founder of the Catholic Business Exchange. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
And for somebody who is not familiar with Catholic Business Exchange, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we go way back. We actually started about 6 months after Catholic Radio started back in 2004. So September of 2004. This September will be 19 years old, and looking forward to our 20th year anniversary a year from now. So always looking ahead.
You're definitely our little brother.
Exactly. And, you guys are always going to be older.
We've picked on each other over the years. We inherited your golf outing, which has worked well for both of us. Thank you for showing up every year and helping. I got to tell you, Jim, in the category of schmooze, there is no better on the face of the planet than Jim Liston. If you need somebody schmoozed, if you need somebody buttered, if you need somebody brought around, call Jim. He's your guy.
You know, this program, Faith in Action, was our original local program on Catholic Radio Indy, and it started when we started, which was about 19 years ago as well, and one of our very first guests was Jim Liston.
Amazing.
Talking about Catholic Business Exchange. And I know, Jim, with Catholic Radio, we've been here for almost 20 years now. And a lot of people, when we first started, kind of thought, well, gee, a Catholic radio station, that's really nice to have one of those in the area here. But I can't really think it's going to last very long. They kind of think, well, you know, it'll come, be there for a while, and kind of fade into the sunset. Did you face the same feelings with people when you started that?
Yeah, you never know, but you know, my belief was there was a need for it, and it's been proven, just like your listeners, it's been proven over and over that if you put a good product out there, people will be supportive of it, and you've done a great job, and we've been very consistent. And I think that's the thing. Catholic Radio has been consistent. It wasn't like you took a month off or whatever, and people had to rev up and
right.
re-listen
to radio.
Right. No, I don't think you can do that in radio. But and that is the one thing, Jim. You mentioned consistency with Catholic Business Exchange. There are other organizations, or have been other organizations, a little bit similar that, oh, well, let's not meet during the summer months, and let's not meet over the holidays, and pretty soon membership kind of forgets where they're going and why they're going, and they eventually just kind of slowly sink in the sunset. But you guys have been consistent.
Sure. And then on the South Side, there was a Catholic Business Network that went for a very long time. And so I'd encourage our South Side listeners now in our new 89.5 signal, if you're looking for a business group, look up Jim's group. They've been going for coming on 20 years. It's very strong. I'm a regular attendee. It accomplishes the same kind of things. The format's a little different, but it's what you need if you're going to be in a Catholic business networking environment.
Sure. With that, as Corky said, with our new station at Franklin, really, it puts a signal all the way down to Columbus and all the way up to the south side of Indy. And soon, we're going to be increasing the power on that a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll cover a lot more of southern Indy. But right now, covers inside 465 a little bit and all the way down to Columbus. But there's a lot of people there, a lot of parishes in that area. And
a lot of parishes who could benefit from some of the programs that Jim's going to talk about here in a minute, too.
All right. Jim, you've had a lot of guests on Catholic Business Exchange over the years. Any that's kind of stand out to say, boy, one time we really got the Pope.
Well, we had a one-off.
Yeah, that's on my wish list, but we haven't got Pope Francis yet. But it's not a bad idea. We've been blessed, literally, with great speakers month after month after month, ranging from in terms of elevation of prestige, three governors, several lieutenant governors, secretaries of state. We've had Monsignor, a lot of priests, Monsignor Schadl. We've had now Cardinal Tobin was a speaker for us. Mike Pence, when he was the governor, was our celebrant speaker for our 10th anniversary back in 2014. So each and every month we have a unique opportunity to bring somebody primarily local that can bring a message of faith and friendship to the small business community. Our makeup is about 155 members, about 20% women. Mm-hmm. We'd love to be 50-50, but sure. We work at that each and every year. But the mission and the whole premise of Catholic Business Exchange is faith, friendship, and business in that order. Mm-hmm. If you come to one of our events, your name tag is going to register you in as your name and your parish, or if you're not Catholic, where you worship mm-hmm. in a Christian church.
Sure.
We emphasize the businesses. We would love for business people to do business with one another, but mm-hmm. the emphasis is faith first, friendship, and then if business flows, that's the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought kind of the elevator speech for Catholic, a business exchange, is kind of a Catholic Chamber of Commerce that looks for the best in the area, brings the best together, and makes things happen.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example. If you walk in, and let's just say you're a realtor, and so you have a name and you sell for a realty company, and somebody meets you for the first time and their brother-in-law is a realtor, mm-hmm. well, there's an immediate uncomfortableness. Yet if they meet face-to-face with you go to St. Barnabas and you go to St. Thomas or you go to Christ the King, and you do find out what their trade is afterwards, sure. there's just a way to develop a friendship, and you still may be able to help that person's business.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just our approach, and mm-hmm. we did that from day one, and it's worked perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a form of Catholic geography as well. You know, you say north side, well, you don't have to say north side, you could say St. Maria Goretti, or you know, south side, you can say Our Lady of the Greenwood,
right?
You know, you don't tell people where you live. I go to Saints Francis and Clare, there,
right.
Or you know, any
no, my brother's-in-law a realtor, but he's close to Lafayette, so that's great.
Well, that's a good example, is that if you meet somebody and you become comfortable with them and they happen to be a realtor, but if your brother-in-law is selling way up in Lafayette, they're not going to exchange opportunities.
Right.
They just aren't.
There's, sure. there's room there. There's a comfortable
there's
space.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned guests. How do you line up guests? Do they you think of them all, mm-hmm. or do members suggest them, or do people call you and say, hey, here's an idea?
If you depended on me to think of them all, we wouldn't have meetings. I'd say 30% of the speakers we get are from referrals from people like yourself or Corky or Gordon, or somebody may say, hey, I listened to such and such at this meeting, and they were phenomenal. And most of the time I'll say, gee, I didn't know who such and
sure.
such was. So I Google them up and look them up and saying, yeah, they've got a message that we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a matter of either Corky saying, I'll do the introduction to you, and if they're available, then that's wonderful. But mm-hmm. No. I keep my ears open. A lot of it, you read the criterion.
Yep.
For example, in September, we're going to have the new executive director of the Catholic Youth Organization. I read about him mm-hmm. in the criterion, mm-hmm. and I've called him, introduced myself, and we're working on details to have him speak on September the 15th. So that's just a quick example.
Sure. It always amazes me. I'm not a native of Indianapolis, or Indiana for that matter, but I've been here in Indiana for 35, 40 years now, and in Indianapolis for 20 years, and it still amazes me all of the great Catholic ministries there are out there that we've never heard of. Mm-hmm. They just quietly do their thing, and until you read about them in the Criterion or hear about them on the radio or hear a speaker at Catholic Business Exchange, you just don't know they exist, and there's lots of them out there.
It's an endless supply, and of course it's very left-hand, right-hand, which is proper, but that's why Jim and his organization are here, just in case the Lord needs a help. Mm-hmm. Well, God doesn't need help. Well, unless the Lord wants him with some expansion, so he taps Jim on the shoulder and says, hey, get this guy.
Well, we mentioned the Criterion. We also get leads from the Catholic Moment yeah. from the Diocese yeah. of Lafayette, because quite a few of our members are parishioners in Hamilton County at St.
Sure.
Elizabeth Seton, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Maria Goretti, Our Lady of Grace. So, yeah, their publication is vital to mm-hmm. getting our word out as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us a little bit about membership. Does a person have to be a member, or can they just be a casual drop in from time to time, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. No, you never have to become a member. It's permission based. If you want to get on our email list, I just don't put somebody on there. I ask their permission, and once they're on there, if they come to one or two meetings and they like the way they're treated, they love the format, they like the breakfast, they like the speaker, they like the camaraderie, then they can choose to become a member at any time. But no, there are some people that have come for years that haven't become a member and never will, and that's A-okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of the meetings, I guess, do require pre-registration just so you can have enough facilities and enough?
Yeah, just like when you guys do an event, including food and whatever, there's a requirement for the caterer. And so typically we meet the third Friday of each month. So next month we have Bishop Doherty not only celebrating Mass, but speaking to us, and that'll be Friday, August the 18th, I'm sorry. And you have to register by Tuesday at 4:00 before the Friday. That way we give the caterer enough time to make sure there's adequate food.
And since you've been mentioning the caterer and food, I would let everybody know who has never been to a CBE meeting. It's a Knights of Columbus style breakfast. And if you've ever been to a Knights breakfast,
nobody leaves hungry.
You know, if you leave hungry, it's your own fault.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
you mentioned the format of a meeting. What time of the day does it start, and how long does it take, and what goes on in that time?
Yep. Important for people to know, and if I could, I'd give them the website, which is
absolutely
simply catholicbusinessexchange.org, and they can go on, and we have a slider on the home page, and it'll show Bishop Doherty's picture, and it'll have the agenda, time, and whatever, but the time and the agenda is always the same. 7 a.m. to 7:30 is Catholic Mass. And then 7:30 to 8:00 is breakfast, a buffet breakfast. And then the speaker will go about 20 minutes. So from 8 to 8:30 is when we listen to our speaker. And then the room stays open for active networking until 9:00. So it's a 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. format every third Friday morning. And our home for the last 18 years has been the Northside Events and Social Club, which mm-hmm. many people remember as the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall at 71st and Keystone.
Right.
Easy to find.
Oh, yeah. There's been so many events at that particular location over the years.
Oh, my.
Anybody who's attended a lot of different Catholic functions.
Took eighth grade dance lessons in that building.
We're talking to Jim Liston, founder of the Catholic Business Exchange. And Jim kind of heads up a big project that you've seen about, hopefully in your neighborhood, maybe at your parish. And we're going to be talking about that special project when we come back here on Faith in Action. We'll be right back.
When a business is looking to expand, they say it's all about location, location, location. But what about when the church needs to expand? To stretch out and reach those fallen away, estranged from the faith, are those who simply have never heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then it's all about vocation, vocation, vocation. We need more people dedicated to the mission of serving the church, more priests, more deacons, more men and women of vowed service, and more lay workers willing to go into the fields. The harvest is rich, but the workers are few. Is God calling you to service? Pray on it, and while you're there, pray for more vocations. A simple request from your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action here on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Corky Aiken. And our guest is Jim Liston, founder of the Catholic Business Exchange. And in the first part of our program, we were talking about the organization itself, how it works, what it does, etc. And we promised that in the second half, we'd be talking about a particular project. Now, I should say that, Jim, when somebody volunteers or someone becomes a member of the Catholic Business Exchange, they're really not required to do a whole bunch of projects and a lot of work and things like that. But this is one project that you guys have really taken a hold of.
Yeah, we 3 years ago, back in 2021, I'm a cradle Catholic, and I always had an interest in having an outdoor nativity scene in my front yard, and I finally got around to it, and the response from my neighbors and just my feel good on what I felt about through the Advent season and the compliments and whatever. Early in February of 2021, we had a members only meeting, and we went around and said, you know, their highlights of your Christmas season, you know, family gatherings, yada, yada. And one of the things I mentioned was what I did with getting an outdoor nativity scene and getting a spotlight so people could see it in the evening and stuff. And I just casually mentioned, I said, wouldn't it be great if we had Indianapolis become the outdoor nativity scene capital of the United States? And Dave Worrell in the cathedral stood up and said, we're in. You know, and so it's kind of like, okay, now what have I done? And from a very small acorn of an idea, the first year in 2021, there were 10 Catholic parishes or schools that sold outdoor nativity sets. And we thought we'd sell a couple of hundred. And end result was there were over 500 sold the first year. And so we said, well, we may be on to something. So last year in 2022, we got a better head of steam, and we got 28 parishes and schools involved. And lo and behold, there were close to 1,500 of these nativity sets that were sold to local parishioners and school parents. And so we know for a fact right now that there's over 1,900 outdoor nativity sets that are in yards that were not there 2 years ago. So we're moving on our success, and this year, 2023, we're hoping to get 35 to 40 parishes involved, and it's looking very promising.
Sure, this is a great project because everybody kind of likes to decorate their home for Christmas and things like that, but when it comes to outside decorations, finding a tasteful nativity scene is difficult. I mean, you can even search the internet, and you can find kind of the one that's a wiry outline that's got so few lights you can't tell what it is.
Or you can spend $500 on an inflatable with flashing lights and angels that fly around. And this is, I've seen them, and they are exactly right for a front yard for somebody who wants to simply convey the message of what Christmas is all about, which is the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. It's a very nice sized, and you can do with it whatever you want. Mm-hmm. It comes plain white.
It does, and just a comment about the quality. I'm happy to report to your listeners that of those 1,900 kits that were sold, we have not had one person that said they want their money back because of the quality of it. I've had mine for 4 years in the cold in the winter of Indianapolis, and it looks brand new. They're white throughout. So you don't have to repaint them. They're easy to put together. And as Corky, as you mentioned, they're just the right size. We sell the medium Holy Family kit, which basically includes baby Jesus in the manger, and the Blessed Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and the outline of the shed.
Sure. Now, one thing that people, especially older people, struggle with is decorations are hard to put up. You know, if you get out on a ladder and start to hang lights along the guttering or along the rafters of the roof and things like that, And the other issue is storage. And this particular thing is large in your yard. It's, how big is it, Jim?
It's really not that bulky. We've got if somebody were to give me a call or whatever, happy to send them a picture. But I think today we'd love to know if the listeners, if they know if their parish is involved in this, because 35 is good, mm-hmm. but there's a lot more parishes in the Archdiocese than 35 parishes. So it's a call out today to the listener to check with their parish priest or the pastoral council and say, hey, are we participating in Project Outdoor Nativity Scene? And if not, why not?
Sure.
Not only is it, number one, Jim, an evangelization program, but two, the parishes can put about a $20 profit on each kit. So last year, if you do the math, 1,500 kits sold times $20, there was a total of $30,000 made for in-house parish or school ministries.
Mm-hmm. Now, upfront, it costs the parish nothing to start?
It does. No, there's no risk to the parish at all. You buy what you sell. So you promote with a QR code or a simple piece of paper. The parishioners have a selling cycle from mid-September to the first week of October. Mm-hmm. That allows me to know the total number of kits sold. Sure. And then I can get the manufacturer, who, by the way, is based in the good old US of A up in Michigan, and they get the kits down to us before Thanksgiving for distribution. And last year, we actually had Monsignor Bill Stump bless all of the kits.
Oh, wow.
While they were in the boxes in the warehouse, so that we were able to, when the parishes came to pick up their 50 kits or 5 kits or whatever they sold, we could say, tell your buyers mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. this kit mm-hmm. has been blessed by a Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure most of our listeners have seen one or more of these nativity scenes in people's yards. And if they want to get started with their parish, they need to be doing so soon
today,
because of the things that you mentioned there. But where should they start? What should be the first thing they do?
Well, the first thing is to check with their priest, mm-hmm. check with their pastoral staff and say, hey, are we involved in Project mm-hmm. Outdoor Nativity Scene? And if not, why not? And if they're saying, well, what do you know about it? I'll get a hold of, who do I talk to? You give a call to Jim Liston, mm-hmm. or you website it, catholicbusinessexchange.org. And my phone number is 317-590-5403.
Now, you're talking about this being a parish project. Could it also be a Knights of Columbus project or a youth group project or a men's club project?
Yeah, when I talk parish, it's all of the above, Jim. Mm-hmm. There's probably 7 or 8 of the 30 parishes last year were led by the Knights of Columbus Council. Others were led by the youth ministry, mm-hmm. The person who runs the high school program, who helps with NCYC and places like that. So the beauty of it, the parish decides which ministry is going to run with it. Mm-hmm. And it's just been phenomenally successful, and we are truly becoming the outdoor nativity scene sure. capital of the United States, which is pretty cool.
And there's no commitment on the part of the parish. They don't have to agree to buy 50 of these or buy 100 of them or anything.
That's the beauty. You put out the campaign, and if you sell 5, that's what you pay for. If you sell 55, that's what you pay for.
Outstanding. No, I'm just nodding along because it's such a great, well, I'm a past Grand Knight myself, so I'm sitting here nodding, thinking, all right, I'm going to get an email and hit up the current officer corps and say, guys, we need to get on this. I'm up at Cicero.
Well, this is one of those kind of win-win things overall.
There's
no downside. The parish is doing a great thing by getting them out in the community, might even make a few dollars doing
Absolutely. Zero risk.
By putting one in your front yard, you're evangelizing, you're spreading the word. As people drive by the 30-foot blow-up Santa, they're going to see your nativity scene and think, oh, yeah, that too.
Well, and even individuals, if perhaps for some reason the parish can't find a ministry to get involved, which defies my logic, but you never know.
Well, one other thing that we're just so happy about, Father Sean Danda out at St. Malachy, they sold over 200 of these
wow.
last year
wow.
On their first try. And a lot of credit goes to him for evangelizing on the altar and whatever, telling people the significance. He's literally did a one-minute video that's a message from him as a Catholic priest to his fellow Catholic priests in the archdiocese, encouraging them to look closely at that. So if the listener wants a copy of that video to share with their parish priest, again, Jim Liston, 317-590-5403, or go to the website, catholicbusinessexchange.org.
Okay, we've got just a couple of minutes left, and tell us again about the upcoming CBE meeting and your guest, your special guest.
Yep. We had Bishop Doherty back in, I think, 2018, so it's timely that we bring him back. And he's Father Bishop Timothy Doherty, the Bishop of the Diocese of Lafayette, will be our celebrant for Mass as well as our speaker on Friday morning, August the 18th. They can go to the website, catholicbusinessexchange.org, look at the homepage slider. His picture will be there, his bio sketch, the theme of his presentation, and they can register online.
All right. And also the details for somebody who's thinking about maybe taking the first step to doing the nativity scene at their parish, they should do what?
First of all, check with your parish priest and find out if they're involved or if they know enough to make an informed decision. And if they're interested, it's not too late, but we need to get moving on it, so there's plenty of time to organize the event.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Faith in Action. We want to thank Jim Liston, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange, for being our guest this morning. And kind of throwing out that challenge to all parishes to, we all want to spread the word, and once a year you get to put things out in your yard and the neighbors can't complain, and you can, why not put a nice, good-looking nativity scene out there and, you know, take advantage of all that we've been talking about here on Faith in Action. So, Jim Liston, thank you very much for being our guest this morning.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from catholicradioindy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at catholicradioindy.org. Or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.